Hi, my name is Daniel Bartholomew Poyser, and I'm the conductor of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra for the Moments Concert. Moments. What is this concert about? This is going to kind of be a different sort of concert. You're going to experience things that you've never experienced before in a concert, and you're going to get to know the musicians in a way that you've never really gotten to know them before. That's one of our goals. In a concert, there are many moments. It's made up of big moments and small moments, and they're all brought to you by musicians. So for this concert, we thought it'd be really important for you to get to hear the musicians speak. Usually at the beginning of the concert, you hear an announcement, and then maybe the conductor will come out and he or she will say something, and then we get right down to the music. In this concert, you're going to get to know the musicians. You're going to hear them talk about how they play their instruments, things that they love, things that make them nervous, things that make them feel prepared, things that make them feel courageous. And then for three of our musicians, three special musicians, they're going to perform a solo for you. But before they perform that solo, they're going to talk to you about how they feel about the solo, about how they have to prepare for it, about what the solo means to them, and what the moment of being in front of the orchestra and playing for you is all about. So you'll learn how they prepare for their moments, and we hope that this will help you prepare for your big moments. We have a piece of music we can play for you for the concert. It's called Brahms Hungarian Dance No. 5, and the mood in this piece changes over and over very, very quickly. There are many moments where it changes. This is Hungarian Dance No. 5 by Johannes Brahms. So a musician comes out on stage and they start playing their solo for you. How did they get there? What do they have to do? What do they actually do to prepare? We know that they practice, right? But what does that actually entail? And is it just about bows and strings and reeds and keys and valves? Or is there more to practice than that? What's it actually like? What does it take to get up on stage and do what you're going to see our musicians do? Well, when you hear our musicians speak about it, you're going to learn in depth the techniques that they employ to be ready, to be prepared. Because, you know, when you're performing, you can be in a room full of people and still be utterly alone because everybody's looking at you. Everybody's waiting for you to perform. It's not just about the instrument. It's about the mental part of being prepared for all that attention. So you have to know, first of all, when a moment is coming. When is there going to be a moment? So the question is, what makes a moment a moment? What's the definition of a moment? And I was thinking about it. I don't know if this is the dictionary definition. This is my definition of a moment. I think a moment is any period of time you think about before it happens and that you think about it after it happens. If something's coming up and you're thinking about it before and it happens and then after it happens, you're still thinking about it, I think that's a moment. That's a moment. You know what I mean? You have a breakfast in the morning. You're not really thinking about that too much beforehand. Later in the day, you're not thinking about it. You know, that just comes and goes. But if you have a test, right, you're thinking about that. Or if there's a birthday party coming up or some sort of event, some family thing or something with friends, you're thinking about it beforehand. You're thinking about it after. That's a not a bad definition for a significant moment. What it looks like in music Well, it's actually quite different what it can look like in music. It can look like, as I've said, a solo where all the eyes are on you. Everybody's looking at you, waiting for you to perform. It can also be something behind the scenes. For example, the person who's working the lights, and as the soloist comes on, they have to have that spotlight on the soloist all the way to the right spot. They can't ever have the soloist in the shade. That is also an important moment, a supporting role. Or if you're, say, a low brass player, and you know the strings are playing a huge, beautiful melody over top, but you're playing the note that grounds that melody, that roots that melody, that makes it sound good, that is also a moment. Many different types of moments. Slow music presents different challenges. Well-known music, if you're playing a song that everybody knows every note or every word, that's a big moment. You can't mess it up. Maybe in your piece, there's one hard note. That can be a moment. But one of the moments we often think about in classical music, orchestral music, is moments that are full of fast music, fast notes. Prokofiev's Classical Symphony, movement number 4, is full of fast notes. That's the movement we're going to be playing in the concert. Take a listen to all the fast moments in this piece. Now, as you get to learn about how musicians prepare, you'll note that there are sort of three stages to a musical moment. There's the before, the during, and the after. So before a moment, how do you prepare for that moment? You're going to hear our musicians talk about what they do, both on the instruments, the way they practice the instruments, and then also mentally what they do to be ready for those important moments. A lot of it has to do with repetition and positive thinking. Before, during, and after a moment. So now, during a moment, what do you do to stay with it, to not get too nervous? Because you're going to be nervous, right? But to not get too nervous, what are the things that the musicians do to stay in the moment? And then before, during, after the moment. When the moment's passed, the concert's finished, how do musicians deal with their performance? If they think it was good, if they think it was bad, how do they deal with it? These are the questions that are going to be answered in the moment's concert. And you're going to come away knowing how before, during, and after musicians deal with moments. And I think that knowing that will also help you with the moments in your life, whether it be in music, whether it be in sports, whether it be in anything, academics, whatever you like. We all have these moments, and a lot of the tools that you're going to see our musicians using in these moments will help you in your moment. So now, to end this little podcast, I'm going to perform for you the first movement of Scaramouche by Darius Milhaud, saxophone concerto. In our concert, it's going to be performed by Eric Abramovitz. That will be his moment. But here it is, the first movement of Darius Milhaud's Scaramouche. ¶¶